So the moment that a person believes, they receive. No water baptism is necessary, no fasting is necessary. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. In today's video, we kind of answer an odd question. I'll be honest with you, when I got the question, I wasn't sure exactly what direction it was going, but gave a Bible answer, and I think it's good that we share it with our audience. So here's the question. I want to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. How do I really fast? What should I do when fasting? So I got this question and I gave it an answer and I sent this person an answer and then didn't get any clarification back. Upon a first read, it seems like we're taking baptism of the Holy Spirit and fasting and we're marrying these two things together. And it's like, well, in order to get the Holy Spirit, then we have to fast. So the way I answered this question is specifically, what is receiving the Holy Spirit and what is the purpose of fasting? So first off, in order to receive the Holy Spirit, we need to see what is said in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. Let's go there now. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Okay, so the method here is actually really clear. You trust, after you had heard the word of truth, specifically the gospel, when you believed, you were sealed. Done. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that seal for every believer. For me, for those of you that have listened and trusted on Jesus Christ for salvation, for you, and anyone who puts their faith in Jesus Christ, they're sealed right there in that moment. By the way, if this is your first time here on Bible Line, make sure that you hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. That way, every time that we go live, you get a notification. Also, make sure to like, comment, and share the video. That really helps get us out to new people. Maybe you're here today as a new person. So make sure that you do those things, and I know it'll help grow the channel. Maybe you have a Bible question. Please don't be afraid to send it. Email us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. We'll do our best to get you an answer and even make a video, just like this one. So we're talking about how we receive the Holy Spirit. Okay, and we just saw in Ephesians chapter 1, 13 through 14, what that pattern is. But actually, Jesus talked about this too in John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. Here's what he says. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. By the way, what a beautiful invitation that salvation is free. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, that's not a mysterious phrase. The Holy Spirit, as John here is under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he actually clarifies what Jesus says. He expounds on it. But this spake he, verse 39, of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Now listen, the pattern is right there, which they that believe on him should receive. So the moment that a person believes, they receive. No water baptism is necessary, no fasting is necessary. So I hope that kind of gives you an answer to that question. But what is the purpose of fasting? Okay, I don't think that fasting is a negative thing. As a matter of fact, in the Jewish culture, fasting was a huge part of obedience to the law. They were supposed to fast at specific parts. But the Pharisees were kind of getting lifted up in the fact that like, oh, we're so miserable because we're not eating, going through all these different things. Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, Jesus warns about making your fast public so that people can see the countenance, the appearance of your face and go, oh, wow, they're so holy because they're fasting. Fasting is a time in which you're supposed to deny your body of food as you focus on a specific thing spiritually. It doesn't make you more spiritual or better than another person. It's supposed to temporarily help you focus in your walk with the Lord. I think fasting is a great thing. It's not something we should do in public or with other people. It's something we should do between us and the Lord. So we can't take Holy Spirit, receiving it, and then fasting and marry those two together. We have to keep them separate, just as the scripture does. Make sure to send in your questions, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Until then, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.